every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Well, according to calculations by PwC strategy and economists, the investment potential of the five-year, $100 billion year plan by President Cyril Ramaphosa to receive that much with regards to investment will add around 338 billion rand to South Africa's GDP over the period of 2019 to 2024. That's 5 years. In addition, an estimated 825,000 direct and indirect jobs on average per year, that is, will be created or sustained and generate an estimated 59 billion rand in additional government revenue. Lulu Krachel, Chief Economist at PwC, joining us on the line now. Lulu, these numbers are astronomical and they're great, but only if they're applied correctly. Am I right?
Good morning, Arabile. Absolutely. Yes, they do sound big, and they are quite significant. And I think the important thing for us with this research is to show that this is an important step in the beginning in getting the investment flows in South Africa going again. And hopefully this will send a message to other companies, specifically because these are large, in a lot of cases, large international firms, looking at investing more money in South Africa, that South Africa is the place to be at the moment and the place to invest, and that it are large corporates that's expecting to get return on their investments.
Surely then things can't get any worse than they currently are. It's only up from here. Is that the sentiment we should be having?
Well, personally, and also if we look at our own views of PwC as an economics team, we do believe that we have turned the corner in terms of the economy. Unfortunately, the road is not going to be a fast one upwards. There are a couple of steps that needs to be taken, but this is an important first step because we need investment-led growth. We don't need consumption-led growth. We know that the South African consumer is under pressure, and that is not a sustainable way to actually create more jobs. So one of the best ways to create more jobs in the economy is to actually expand in our production capacity, and this is what investment of this kind will do.
Having the right leadership and then a combined or one singular message is certainly going to help the situation as well, wouldn't it? To have a clear pathway for this is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to focus on these elements. And that's what we fix. And that even if you don't get the total buy-in of 100% of people, at least you get the job done, however, and you stand by your word. That's also going to be critical.
Absolutely. Something of something is better than something of nothing, as they say. And research that we've done prior to the investment summit also showed us that if you look at investment flows into South Africa and into other developing countries, policy certainty, sending the right message, being clear about the messaging is one of the most important factors. At the end of the day, what the policy is of course important as well, but government going out there and saying this is what we're going to do or this is going to be our approach, whatever the policy is in fact probably the most important factor.
We're a nation that certainly worries a lot about our credit rating. The moment we know that the credit ratings agencies are set to perhaps give out their thoughts on South Africa, we really get hyperventilated, if you want to call it that. According to this, and if it does, according to your calculations, your analysis as well, if things do go in this manner, how soon do you think we can return to investment grade on all three of the ratings agencies?
I think the first step was that Minister Mweni, in his MTBPS, a medium-term budget, he said we are going to really tighten up on government expenditure because government debt, of course, is one of the major concerns for the credit rating agencies. So we know that government doesn't have bandwidth to spend more. And what the President and the DTI and the Presidential Committee that's working on this are doing is they're saying to private sector, we need you to get the economy going. We as government don't have the bandwidth. And if we can do that, if we can keep government credit or government debt, rather, under control, and we can grow the private sector concurrently, we at the end of the day will start to see tax income as well. As you mentioned in the intro, we did calculate that there could be significant revenue flowing to government from this. And we've seen company taxes over the last couple of years as a share of total tax take falling below personal income tax. So we'd rather want to turn that around and see companies through growth and not through higher tax levels actually contributing more to the fiscus. So if we can do this and if we look at National Treasury's projections, I think we can be at that point maybe in the next 2 to 3 years if things go well.
All right. Well, that is at least very hopeful. One might ask, though, is that are we drinking the Kool-Aid here? Are we just expecting that South Africa is going to maintain an investment stance? The world is going to just continue to invest in us despite where we currently sit? Because if growth continues to disappoint, surely that falls by the wayside.
That is true. There's two things that's important for investors. It's firstly the risk that they need to deal with, and secondly, the return that they can expect. If we have the policy certainty and we have the growth, then South Africa will be an attractive investment destination. Unfortunately, we know on both sides at the moment it's not a perfect picture, and there's some things that we need to work on. But on the positive side, if you look at what we have to offer in terms of our role in Africa still, the kind of infrastructure that we can provide, the financial markets, access to capital, all of those things, they do definitely still serve us in good state, and we can use that as a springboard, and we should do that. And then the other factor that's important is, yes, these are pledges, but some of these companies have already started on these processes. I'm thinking about a company, local firm like Vodacom, that is already in the process of spending capital of expanding networks. So they were one of the companies that pledged investment there. Anglo is already busy with some of the initiatives that it announced. So not all of these initiatives that were announced are brand new, and the processes need to start now. Companies are already doing it. And I think that is a very important positive signal to tell us that business do believe that we've turned the corner. And if they start believing that, then we would start to see some positive results. And that's why I don't believe that it's only talk. There are some of them that are already investing.
Lulu Krechel, appreciate your time there. Chief Economist at PwC, just that PwC strategy and economist analysis and communication there, coming through from their SA Investment Conference, where they also say that the investment into the country could enable 468.8 billion rand in potential production from 2025 to 2035. This production would, over the 10-year period, add an estimated 505 billion rand to South Africa's GDP and generate an estimated 133 billion rand in government revenue. That certainly would be some much needed money for the coffers. 7:30, your news headlines.